Greetings, adventurers. We're a podcast.
What?
And
that's my line.
Welcome to our little informal chat about GeeklyCon, where we say what GeeklyCon is going to be. I'm Michael Thrifty Nerd Tomorrow, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, it's great to be here.
And also here, strangely, is Josh.
Have you guys seen Taken?
And Veronica.
Oh, I have nothing witty to say.
That's why you need a catchphrase.
Gotta have a catchphrase. Guys, we are, this is an audio file. It's on a web page. We're announcing it. This is where we're announcing it.
I can't wait to find out what we're doing.
Me too. I feel like I'm in the dark.
I feel like people, it probably says it on the page, so people probably already know.
Is this going to have a picture of me?
There's going to be a picture. You'll know you're on the right page when you see a picture of Tim as a centaur.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, what everyone's asking, why centaur? Now, Thrifty, please, can you do the honors?
Well, because you see, there are horses in Louisville.
Oh!
And centaurs are part horse.
Tim's gonna.
That's true.
Tim's gonna fuck a horse. Is that what?
And GeeklyCon is part Tim.
Yeah.
Gross.
And centaurs are in the hit film Harry Potter. Also, they're in World of Warcraft. Also, they're in Dungeons and Dragons. Are they in Witch. Cthulhu Land?
No.
We don't. We don't do that nerd shit, bro.
Okay. Me neither, bro.
And as we all know, Harry Potter first came out on June 5th, which is when GeeklyCon starts.
June
5th through 7th.
Yay!
Indeed.
Oh my god, so GeeklyCon 2015, the second GeeklyCon, will be in Louisville, Kentucky, June
5th through 7th.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Some people might show up on the 4th, and some people might leave on the 9th. We can't say.
Oh, wow. I've been to Louisville. It's a great town.
Oh, wait. Actually, we should probably start. Maybe we should start with saying what our goals were for GeeklyCon. Those were pretty simple in that we wanted just basically to have everyone be able to be all together in one place. We wanted that place to be affordable, and we just wanted it to be super convenient.
Exactly. And a convenient place is hard to do. Sometimes a place would have a cheap hotel or cool attractions, but everything would be super spread out. Louisville was the nexus of all the goals. We didn't want to necessarily do it in Chicago again to help maybe some people get there. Now, other people, it's going to be harder, but, you know, in 2 years, maybe we can move it more western ward, and then it'll be helpful. But we like to jump around the country.
We had a lot of wonderful bits, too, and it was very hard to pick the perfect place, but...
And we'll definitely keep all those other wonderful bids in the back of our hearts for future GeeklyCons.
Right. We definitely have some good options going forward. So you might be asking, how does Louisville do all these things for us?
Well, Michael...
Thrifty, how does these things do it? Can you ask Veronica?
Yes, that would be great, Tim. Jesus Christ. So what we were looking for, like Thrifty said, was something that was reasonably priced, and we did find a reasonably priced hotel with a huge room for gaming, which everyone said
God.
That they wanted more of, so that's awesome. And we're going to have unrestricted access.
What? You're telling me we're going to have this room where we can go. We can play Dungeons and Dragons. We can go and play Settlers of Catan. We can go and play that weird anime RPG that Mike Urban set up.
Yes.
We can do all those things. It's going to be one giant room. And like
Damn.
We could theoretically all sit there and play like a massive game of Ultimate Werewolf together.
Or I want that to happen.
I need
something
this.
Else. Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. We have that room from Friday night all the way to Sunday night. So it's just like, we got it. We can go there whenever we want. There's a hotel bar. There's
hotel bar. Dude, suit
there's
part
a hotel
two.
Bar. There's we're right in the center of Louisville, so there's restaurants and bars and stuff all in walking distance.
Right.
You shouldn't really need to rent a car, as far as I can tell. Like, there's a free airport shuttle, goes right to the hotel, and then you should be able to walk to everything.
Right, and if there's other sort of events that you don't really want to do, like if you're one of the thousands of people that hate Drunks and Dragons, then instead of going to the Drunks and Dragons live show, you could just be like, you know what? Me and my other crew of haters are going to sit in this room and play Parcheesi.
Yeah, you could totally do that. If you wanted to, I guess.
If you wanted to.
I guess we should talk about some of the things we plan on doing.
Yeah, yeah. This list is not set in stone, but, you know, again, right. This is kind of us trying to hype up to you. GeeklyCon 2015.
Right. I think most importantly, there's going to be a live Drunks and Dragons show.
That's number one.
Okay, we number all one. Get it. God,
all
everyone
four
loves
of us
Drunks
agree.
And Dragons.
You guys gonna do anything while we're there?
We're gonna Cthulhu have a live Cthulhu.
Oh, you guys are going?
Oh.
Oh, you guys
God.
Are going? Oh.
We're I'm just kidding. Appearance.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm gonna be the front row of the Cthulhu and Friends show. Popcorn, caviar,
you're
squid.
Gonna need a trash bag to keep the stage splashes down.
Yeah.
There will be a wet zone.
A splash zone, yes, for
splash
sure.
Zone. And a wet zone, because who knows? I mean,
hey, can I just say the wet zone will be everyone around me?
Because you sweat profusely.
Oh, I was going to go with
nervous.
A bladder joke, but sweating is fine too.
Sure.
One thing that we had at GeeklyCon 2014 was a chosen God of Tits and Wine, which was really exciting for me. Is that going to carry over into 2015?
Yeah, Sam is going to help us judge, and we're going to have a brand new God or Goddess of Tits and Wine.
Yeah, don't kill yourselves, everyone. And also, this isn't an excuse to just get together and drink for 3 days. It's an excuse to get together with your best friends from the net and maybe have a couple dozen beers.
Right. Hey, you know, we're going to have a live Drunks and Dragons show. We're going to have a live Cthulhu and Friends show. How can we make this better, Tim?
The thing with Cast of Thrones is it doesn't necessarily lend itself as well to a live show. It would mostly just be me sitting there arguing with people in the audience because some of them are smarter than us. But what we want to do is have a Cast of Thrones trivia contest, going over all sorts of wonderful fun things from Cast of Thrones, from, I guess, Game of Thrones. But
if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, man. It's
like
going to be
Harry
a fun
Potter,
time.
I think there's a dragon.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, there's three dragons.
It's a Norwegian horn tooth or ridgeback.
Oh,
ridgeback.
Excellent. My favorite.
Fucked up a reference.
Stop calling Viserion that. He's so strong.
We have tons of other stuff scheduled. There's going to be swag and exploration of Louisville, bar crawls, maybe tattoos, maybe we'll figure out how to play video games together this year.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to
Super
bring
Smash
some
Bros.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe Mario Kart. Who knows? I think we should be able to bring some sort of screen for to do thing. So, yeah.
No,
yeah. There's actually a really awesome Mario Kart game, a drinking game, where you have to have beer and you have to drink the beer before the end of the race is over, but your car can't be moving at any time. So you can drive all the way to the end and stop and then drink your beer, or you can drink your beer at the beginning, or you can wait till you crash. Guys, we're going to get alcohol poisoning.
I'm going to pee just in my pants, probably.
Hey, but again, if you don't drink, there's plenty of stuff to do. Like, drive us! I'm just kidding. That was a little fib.
Hangovers.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're not 21, well, there'll be also plenty of things to do. You know, because most of the stuff isn't locked behind the gates of a bar.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, things like watch me strip, because I will. It's
Whoa.
It's gonna happen.
You have to be 18.
You do have to be 18 to watch him strip. So I guess, that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what's going on. You can reserve a hotel right now There's a link on the website, and there's a promo code to get yourself a hotel room. To get yourself a hotel room at a discounted price.
Yeah.
Man, I have got the most relevant of questions ever, Michael Thriftener tomorrow.
What is your question, Josh?
Man. You bastard, Tom. How much am I going to have to pay to get into GeeklyCon 2015?
I'd pay $28,000.
Well, you're in luck, because we did some math, and we figured out how much the big room would cost and how much the theater would cost and how much shirts and junk like that. We went through a bunch of things. It's going to run about $50 a person.
$50? That's a steal. For yeah. 3 days of
so for
of fun content?
$28,000 value for $50. That's,
right.
That's a steal.
Is that in writing?
It's in spoken. I just spoke it.
It is.
Damn, you're making some big promises.
That's like $16.50 a day. That's like $0.
What you guys didn't see was him like busting out his calculator to do that math like right now. It was pretty adorable.
And we actually will also have a premium ticket available that will get you all sorts of extra swag that we have not figured out yet.
Oh, man. But, you know, it's going to make you look cool, and you're gonna have things the other nerds won't have, and you get to make fun of them and say you're a poop.
Yeah,
but don't be mean. But you know,
but they're poops.
Yeah,
maybe we should put like a "you're a poop" thing in that swag bag. Or they can just
you're a poop.
Yeah. Great, another thing that Tim started.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying.
So yeah, so we're all pretty excited. I just can't wait to hang out with everybody. That's the thing that I'm. We definitely agonized over where we're gonna have this thing, but I think in the end, it kind of just doesn't matter. Like as long as we just have some place we can all go and get together and have fun.
Yeah, there are moments where like let's just do it in a place that just has a giant room. We'll bring sleeping bags because that's all we want. We just need each other. But then we realized, oh, wait, we kind of need an airport that doesn't cost $1 million. We kind of need a place that, you know, has bars and restaurants and, heck, deliverable pizza. Because there were places we looked at where you probably could not get deliverable pizza. So after a while, like, Louisville, not only do you make sense, you're just so beautiful.
And there are centaurs there.
Yeah, horses.
Louisville, we're going to come all over you. It's going to be great.
Ash is going to give us a tour of Churchill Downs.
And that's where the horses live? That's where horses come from?
Yeah, that's where horses come from. Yeah.
Is that how that works?
That's the horse hatchery?
Indeed.
So what you need to do now is obviously go get your ticket, go get your hotel, and start thinking of what you want to, you know, what you want to make GeeklyCon better with. Do you want to bring a fun game? Do you want to bring a fun story? Do you want to bring a massive push-up competition? All of these things and more.
Which host are you going to cosplay as?
Exactly.
Ooh,
and again, this is...
I want people to be me. Big beard, you know, awesome hair.
Tiny dick, it's fine.
What?
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow.
Bring
this is getting
thing.
So real.
Uh-oh.
Too real
my heart
for
just
me.
Shit my pants.
Obviously, the forums will be awash with people doing room shares, ride shares, chatting
shares,
reserving role playing game tables, things like that. So, of course, go to geeklyinc.com/forums and poke around there to see what's going up on the GeeklyCon sub forum and just make some new friends.
And also,
me and Tim are going
to run a game of Arkham Horror because that game is so hard. I have it, but just help me. There's so many rules.
That's what, That's what I used GeeklyCon for last year was I want someone to teach me how to play my Game of Thrones board game. And then Stephen R. and some other folks did. Thanks, other folks.
So I think we beat this thing to death.
Yeah.
There is for sure limited space. I'm not sure how limited, but...
Right. It's one of those things we picked a number. We're like, there's no way anyone's going to, we're going to have enough people, but we can't have any more than this.
Right.
I hope so.
You know, I mean, the hotel only has so many rooms, and you don't want to not be in the hotel because...
Yeah.
Dude,
we all just get to hang out together. There's free breakfast.
Yeah, and the cool thing with the hotel is the more people that we get to reserve rooms, the cheaper things are, so that means the more fun things we can play in.
Right. It's yeah, rad. I mean, for sure, like, if depending on how many people sign up is how cool the swag is that we're going to be able to afford, so.
Yep, because obviously more people sign up, it means more money for activities.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us and having this lovely conversation about a thing that I think we're all very excited about.
Oh, my God. People had so much fun last year. Check out the pictures. We'll link to the pictures and the thing from last year. Everyone had such a great time. And if you went to GeeklyCon last year, on the respective posts on geeklyinc.com or wherever, be sure to leave your own personal comments. I'm pretty sure everyone had a good time. I didn't hear anything negative overall.
She got wicked hungover.
That was my That was my
So yeah, so if you want to talk to us or ask us questions about GeeklyCon, you can probably do it on Twitter. Or if you just want to adore us or hate us. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Typical Veronica.
And you can find me at It's Probably Josh. And don't forget to follow at Geekly Inc. and at GeeklyCon for more news on GeeklyCon 2015.
So until next week, I don't have a sign off.
Keep riding that centaur.
You said keep riding that centaur. That was funny.
No, it's not.
I get it.
Keep riding.